Good afternoon, Feast KL! Welcome, and we are back, and we are very much live. Now, you know, it's been 2 months since we had our last feast, and you know, the world was in quarantine, and we are still in quarantine. And you know, this coronavirus has changed a lot our lives. And you know, I personally believe when this started, I thought that you know, it will be over quickly, but as you know, we are still in the middle of this crisis, and though that our quarantine measures is already easing out, like for example here in KL we are moving to conditional MCO, but still there are still a lot of restrictions, and those restrictions include mass gathering. So though it's sad that we still cannot gather, but it's okay, because you know, maybe we cannot gather together, but we are going to find ways. And this afternoon, I am very much happy to see you all online joining us as we worship and praise the Lord together. And you know, dahil miss na namin kayo, so gumawa talaga kami ng paraan to be able to have this live broadcast. And yes, I am live from my home, and I am very much live also in your home as we deliver this worship and this talk this afternoon. So my dear brothers and sisters, I know that you are all excited. I am very much excited. I know that you're going to learn so much this afternoon, and I know that we will all be blessed this afternoon. So if you're ready, may I invite you, brothers and sisters, to praise God and worship with us this afternoon. So I know that this is not something that we are used to do, because we are all online, right? So you are at the comfort of your home. And so this is something that we don't normally do, but maybe today is the start. So may I invite you, brothers and sisters, to stand up on your feet. And you know, if you want to raise up your hands, do it. Be comfortable wherever you are. And together as one family, let us praise and worship the Lord, because today is a very special day. Today is a brand new day, and today is a day full of blessings. And today we are going to declare that God is almighty, that God is love, and we are going to proclaim His name and make His name known across the world. And so let's shout our praises to God, to our King, to our Savior, the Lord of all, Jesus. And so may I invite you to join us together as we praise and worship His mighty name. We'll be right back.
Dear brothers and sisters, Astroworld suddenly stops, and the once crazy, busy streets suddenly become silent, and we're all forced back into our homes. Our lives become much more simple and basic. We go back to the essentials, to our core. And probably, in this unprecedented time, that's what we're called to do. Go back to our core. What does really take priority in our lives? What and who do we really worship? Brothers and sisters, as we lift our voices in heavens today, we invite you to come back to Jesus in a heart of worship, to praise Him, honor Him, glorify Him with all of you. Dear brothers and sisters, as we come to Jesus, with our brokenness, mess, our sins, our mistakes, and our shortcomings, may we invite Him to come into our lives. May we invite Him to be with us, especially in this trying time. Lord Jesus, help us in our misery. Help us so that we may continue living in You and living by Your law and by Your love. And Father, may we remember that all that we are, all that we do, and all we could ever be is all about You. All about You.
so we continue to worship the God that never leave our side. Father in heaven, as we come into worship, we're surrendering all that I am, all that we are to you, Father in heaven. Take control. We're excited to receive your grace and your love. Praise you, God.
Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for this time to worship you. Now, my dear brothers and sisters, if you are able to feel the presence of the Lord, I want you all to just, you know, clap your hands for the Lord this afternoon because He is in our midst. And if you're with someone, you know, if you are with your housemates watching together, you can just tap your housemates and say to that housemate, can you feel the love of the Lord? Yan. And so, since we are very much live, so I know that you are tuning in whether in our Facebook or in our YouTube account. So just feel free to comment in our comment section. And, you know, if you agree in what I'm saying, just post amen. And if you're first timer, I mean, it's your first time to join the Feast Kuala Lumpur, just post your name and just shout out that I'm the first timer. And, you know, we will personally contact you and welcome you into our family. And so this afternoon, I am very much excited. And alam mo yon, physically, we may not be together, pero walang makakapigil sa atin, di ba? Walang makakapigil sa atin to worship the Lord. And so we may be physically apart, but I know and I believe that we are spiritually together this afternoon. And with that, dahil marami akong gustong sabihin ngayong hapon na ito because, you know, it's been 2 months and there's a lot that I want to share with you. So let me just go back on how we started this year. Kasi diba, here at the Feast, what we did is we wanted to go deeper into the gospel of the Lord. And so we started the year with the book of Matthew and we are dissecting the gospels that is written by Matthew. And so this afternoon, we are going to start in chapter 5 of the book of Matthew, okay? And so before that, before I dig into the word, I invite you as one family, let's all pray our favorite prayer in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You can stretch wide your arms as we pray. Today, I receive all of God's love for me. Today, I open myself to the unbounded, limitless, overflowing abundance of God's universe. Today, I open myself to God's blessing, healing, and miracles. Today, I open myself to God's word so that I become more like Jesus every day. Today, I proclaim that I am God's beloved, I am God's servant, I am God's powerful champion, and because I am blessed, I am blessing the world. In Jesus' name, amen. And thy word is the lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. Now, this afternoon, as I've said, we are going to dig deeper into chapter 5 of the book of Matthew. So if you have your Bible with you, you can open it. And you're going to notice that the title actually of chapter 5 is the Sermon on the Mount. Now, maybe some of you are wondering, why is it called the Sermon on the Mount? Now, you know, Jesus preached everywhere. I mean, he preached by the sea, by the lake, by the temple, but there's no reading in the Bible that is entitled Sermon by the Lake or Sermon by the Sea or Sermon by the Temple. But we do have Sermon on the Mount. So why is it that Matthew specifically mentioned and titled it Sermon on the Mount? So basically, simple lang yung sagot kung on why is it called Sermon on the Mount. Because as you know, when Jesus gave this preaching, He's actually on the mountain. So that's why it's called Sermon on the Mount. But what makes it so special and different is that when Jesus gave this preaching, He's actually telling the world that when He gave this Sermon on the Mount, that He is the new Moses. Now, you have to go back to your Old Testament because in the Old Testament, when God gave the law to Moses, saan niya ba yung binigay? Diba it was given on the mountain, specifically the Mount Sinai. So when God gave all those commandments to Moses, it was on the top of the mountain. And so when Jesus discussed and preached these laws to the people who's following him, he also went into the mountain. And it's as if he's telling everyone that, hey, I am the new Moses. Now, this becomes so controversial because during that time, ang tingin ng mga Pharisees at ang tingin ng mga religious teachers is that, you know, Jesus is already abolishing the law. He is changing the law which was given to Moses. Now, before I give you the word of God, let me define first what is the law. So ano nga ba yung law? Now, every time Jesus mentioned the law in the Bible, he is referring to what we call the Torah or the Pentateuch, which is the first five books of the Bible. Now, these five books is actually the Genesis, then we have the Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. And in these five books, if you're going to read the Leviticus and the Deuteronomy, dun mo mahahanap yung tinatawag natin na Decalogue or more commonly known to us as the Ten Commandments, okay? We are all familiar with the Ten Commandments, right? But do you know that when God gave the law to Moses, hindi lang siya sampo? So, actually, the real count of the laws that were given to Moses is actually 613. So, the Jewish people have to follow 613 laws, okay, which has been commanded by God and given to Moses. And so the Pharisees and all the religious leaders, they follow this law by the book, by the letter, by the dot. And so, you know, yung tingin nila kay Jesus, Jesus is not following the law because if you remember, right, for example, Sabbath is actually very holy. According to the law and according to the commandment, we should keep the Sabbath holy because it's a day of rest and a day of worship. Now, we will see Jesus, ano bang ginawa niya during Sabbath? He healed a sick person. He even allowed his apostles to pick grain during Sabbath because the apostles are hungry. And that is a big no-no to the Pharisees and to the religious leaders. Okay? So yun yung isa sa mga reason bakit galit na galit yung mga Pariseo, because they think and they believe that Jesus is already scrapping the law. Now, this will bring us to our verse this afternoon, which is found in the chapter 5, verse 17. And I invite you all to read this with me. Jesus said, "Don't misunderstand why I have come. I did not come to abolish the law of Moses or the writings of the prophets." Now, when the Pharisees and the religious leaders started, you know, telling Jesus that, "Hey, you're ditching the law," Jesus' response is this: "You are misunderstanding me. This is a big misunderstanding because I did not come to abolish the law that was given to Moses, but I have come to explain it on a deeper level." Yun yung purpose ni Jesus when he gave this Sermon on the Mount. His purpose is for the people to have a deeper understanding of the law and not just, you know, follow it blindly. Because as you know, sabi natin kanina, they have to follow 613 laws, okay? But for Jesus, he believed that the law is a school of the heart, which the purpose is to teach people to follow God in this world, okay? This law were written so that they will follow God, okay? And so it's a matter of the heart. The law is a school of heart, okay? And ang purpose ni God when he gave those laws to Moses is because he loved the people, okay? And so at the end of the day, we can say that law is a heart issue. Which brings us to the big message that I'm going to give to you this afternoon. Can you all read our big message? Love is the heart of God's law. Love is the heart of God's law. You know, following the 613 commandments, it all boils down to one thing. It's all about the love of God. The reason why these laws are written is because God loves us so much, okay? And so when he gave this law to Moses, ang purpose niya is to make the people come back to Him because He is after our heart. And here's the truth. It is only love that will be able to change us. You know, this loss, you can follow it blindly. It may change you for a while. It may have some temporary transformation in your life. But if you don't have the heart in following this loss, the transformation and the change will be gone when something happens. And so, mas mahalaga yung puso because it is only through the love that we will be transformed and we will be changed. And it's only love that can reach the depths of our hearts. And so for a real transformation to happen, it should come from the heart. And so when Jesus gave the Sermon on the Mount, He explained the meaning of all these laws. He was not contradicting Moses, okay, but He's trying to make the people understand on what is the real meaning of these laws. And He wants people to really not just learn it from their mind, but learn it from their heart. And He wants the people to follow these laws, not out of obligation, but out of love. Amen? So this afternoon, we are going to dig deeper on this law. And I hope and I pray that as we learn more about this law, that we will put this law not just in our head, but let's put the law in our heart. Today, we are going to expose the heart of God through these laws. Now, my dear brothers and sisters, I know that sometimes it's so difficult to follow the law, right? Minsan, ang hirap sundin ng mga sinabi ng Panginoon. But here's the tip. If you want it to be easy following the law of God and obeying God, you have to allow Him first to enter into your heart. Okay? Because once God is in your heart, following these commandments and all this law will just be easy because you are doing it out of love. Hindi ka nalang napipilitan, hindi na lang dahil sa responsibility and dahil sa obligasyon, but you are doing it because the love of God is in your heart. So yung pinakamahalaga sa lahat ay yung pag-ibig. Kaya nga, di ba, it is the heart of God's law. Because without love, meaningless lahat ng mga iniwan na batas ng Panginoon para sa ating lahat. And so this afternoon, may invite all of you who are listening to us and who are watching with us. Can I invite you to just close your eyes as we pray together? Jesus, transform me and change me and make me a new person, O Lord. And do this miracle for me to write your law inside my heart and to change my heart so that I may follow you all the days of my life. And I declare miracles in Jesus' name. Amen. And thy word is the lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Amen. Praise you, Jesus. Now, you may be seated. Pero kung nakaupo ka na, then be comfortable wherever you are, but don't grab popcorns, okay? This is not a movie that we're going to watch. Instead, you may opt to grab your paper and pen, and so if you hear something, you can write down notes. And if you agree with me, just comment amen in our Facebook or YouTube account, wherever you're watching. And let's make this interactive, okay? We are virtual, but you know, we can be interactive. And so we are going to unwrap the Sermon on the Mount with the Beatitudes, okay? So let's all together read the Beatitudes now. When Jesus saw the crowd, He went up on a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to Him and began to teach them. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Now, my dear brothers and sisters, the Beatitudes is actually from a Latin, which means blessings. Okay? So, Beatitude means blessings, or it's equal to blessings. And if you're going to read the Beatitudes, kung first time mo siyang basahin, parang ang dali namang intindihin, di ba? Parang pag binasa mo siya, the first thing that will come to your mind is the Beatitudes are actually like an ethical standards. You know, it's similar to the commandments that were given to Moses, okay? It's like when you read it, the first thing that will come to your mind is that these are the rules on how I can live my life according to Jesus, okay? So, yun yung una mong maiisip the moment you read it. Now, di ba sinabi doon ni Jesus that you need to be meek, you need to be merciful, but have you noticed, sinabi rin niya that you need to be poor, you need to be sad, kasi only then you will be blessed by God. So, parang hindi naman yata tama that is the commandment of Jesus, that's the commandment of God, di ba? Parang itatanong sa sarili mo, gusto ba talaga ni Lord na mahirapan tayo? Gusto ba talaga niya na malungkot tayo, di ba? Does God want us all to be poor? Does God wants us all to look really sad? You know, does God wants us to be persecuted and insulted? You know, being merciful and being meek are okay. Okay? I'm perfectly fine with that. Personally, I'm okay with that. But, you know, I medyo hindi ko matanggap that I will have to live and be poor and be insulted and be persecuted, okay? And so this made me realize that this beatitude is actually not ethical standards. So if these are not ethical standards, so ano siya? What are the beatitudes about? So the beatitudes are not Jesus' commandments. It's not actually standards that we have to follow, but these are actually God's VIP guest list, okay? The Beatitudes was God's guest list of VIPs invited to his upside down kingdom. Okay? So ito daw yung mga tao na invited sa kaharian ng Panginoon. Now you notice it was mentioned there that upside down kingdom. Okay? So why is it called upside down kingdom, 'di ba? Because in a normal kingdom, what you will see are kings and queens and prince and princesses. All the powerful and rich people are inside the kingdom. But in the kingdom of God, what you will see there are, di ba, sino-sino yung mga invited? Who are invited in God's VIP? Una, ang in-invite ng Panginoon ay the poor in spirit. So di ba sabi niya, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. So sila yung unang mga invited sa VIP guest list para makapasok sa kaharian ng Panginoon. Then the second are those who are sad, 'di ba? Those who mourn. Sabi dito, blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. And the third person and the third people who are invited to this kingdom are those who are humble. Sabi doon, di ba? If you are going to remember, blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. And so we continue with the list of VIPs. The four people who are invited are the hungry and thirsty. Sabi dito, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. So napansin nyo, yun yung mga invited sa kaharian ng Panginoon. Sino-sino pa yung mga invited? The merciful, di ba? Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Kasama rin yung mga may gininto ang puso, the pure in heart. So blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. And then, the peacemakers, di ba? Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. And of course, hindi natin pwedeng kalimutan, invited din ang mga tao who has been persecuted, who had been bullied and insulted. Sabi dito, blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. And Jesus ended it with a beautiful word of declaration saying, rejoice and be glad because great is your reward in heaven. And so all these people who are invited in the kingdom of God, great is the reward that is awaiting for them in heaven. And so my dear brothers and sisters, all those written in the Beatitudes are actually the list of VIPs invited in God's kingdom. And we can say that Jesus was the embodiment of the Beatitudes. Diba? If you're going to think about it, diba? Jesus, he was poor in spirit, having to live in Nazareth for the first 30 years of his life. He mourned for Jerusalem. He was meek. He was merciful. He is the peacemaker. And most of all, he was insulted and persecuted. And he even died for all our sins. So Jesus was the embodiment of the Beatitudes. And now we say that this kingdom of God that he is preparing is actually an upside-down kingdom because the kingdom of the world values the powerful, but Jesus says his kingdom values the powerless. So, kung sa mundo ngayon, we look at those people who are powerful as part of the kingdom of the world, but in the kingdom of heaven, what God values are those that are powerless. So the VIP in God's kingdom are the powerless. And these powerless of the world who decided to follow Jesus will have a huge play in the kingdom of heaven. And so that is our Beatitudes. And so we're going to move on to our next verse, which will talk about the salt of the earth. Can we all read from verse 13 to 16? It says here, you are the salt of the earth, but what good is salt if it has lost its flavor? Can you make it salty again? It will be thrown out and trampled underfoot as worthless. You are the light of the world, like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp and then puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see so that everyone will praise your heavenly Father. Now, when Jesus said that you are the salt of the earth, ano bang ibig sabihin nun? Okay, what does it mean to be the salt of the earth? Una, ano bang purpose ng asin? Okay, so there are three purposes sa asin. Kung bakit, ano yung mga pwede mong gawin para sa asin? Okay, so number one, the salt is actually used to bring out the flavor. Okay? Kapag nagluluto ka, syempre naglalagay ka ng asin, di ba? Now, hindi ka naglalagay ng asin para umalat yung pagkain mo, okay? Naglalagay ka ng asin para ma-release yung mga flavors ng ingredients dun sa niluluto mo para mas lalo siyang sumarap, okay? So, it brings out the flavor, okay? The next purpose of salt is to preserve the food. Now, during the old times, when we still don't have fridge, okay, the way for those people to preserve the food is nilalagyan nila ng asin, okay? Kasi pag yung pagkain is nakabalot sa asin, hindi agad siya napapanis, okay? So that's the second use of salt. It's used to preserve the food. And the next is it's used to heal the sick. Now, in ancient Israel, they actually used the salt to disinfect the wounds of the person, and it actually aids for the faster healing of the wounds. So those are the three uses of salt. It's used to bring out the flavor, it's used to preserve the food, and it is used to heal the sick. Now, may din napansin nyo, ano sinabi doon? Ano sinabi ni Jesus? He said, "But what good is it if it has lost its flavor? Can you make it salty again? Okay? It will be thrown out and trampled underfoot as worthless." Now, bakit kaya nasabi ni Jesus yon? Bakit niya nasabing mawawala ng lasa yung asin? Try niyo mag-experiment. Lagay niyo yung asin sa cabinet, tapos balikan niyo siguro mga after 5 years. Ayan. After 5 years, tikman niyo. Lasang asin pa rin ba? Kasi sure ako, kahit naabutin siya ng 10 taon, yung asin na iniwan mo sa cabinet, lasang asin pa din. Okay? So, hindi nagbabago yung lasa niya, hindi siya nag-expire. Kahit na ilang taon na siya sa cabinet ninyo, yung asin maalat pa din. So, anong ibig sabihin ni Jesus when he said, "What good is it if the salt has lost its flavor?" Now, we have to go back to the ancient times. Because during that time, yung salt nila is actually a rock that they gather from the Dead Sea. Okay? So this rock that they gathered from the Dead Sea is actually covered with salt. Kasi diba, Dead Sea is salty. So what they're going to do is, every time they cook, what they will do is they will put this stone from the Dead Sea at ihalo nila sa niluluto nila hanggang sa lumabas yung lasa. And so they're going to reuse that same stone over and over again hanggang sa mawala na yung alat niya, hanggang sa mawala na yung asin. So kapag wala na yung asin at hindi na siya magagamit, what the people will do is they will throw out that stone and they will use a new stone, okay? So during that time, kapag wala nang alat yung bato, they throw it out. So ito yung sinabi dito ni Jesus na kapag wala nang silbi yung asin, you have to throw it out, okay? Now, question. Can salt lost its saltiness? Mawawalan ba ng alat yung asin? For us to be able to answer that question, we actually have to go deeper and ask a much, much deeper question. Can we lose our spiritual saltiness? Mawawala ba yung alab ng pag-ibig natin sa Panginoon? Okay? Because sabi nga, di ba, we are the salt of the earth. All of us, we are the salt of the earth. So, can we lose our saltiness in us? Mawawala rin ba yung alat mo? Can you use the saltiness in you? The truth is, as the salt of the earth, we are also used to bring out the flavor. We are also used to preserve and we are also used to heal. Okay? Same as the purpose of a salt, yun din yung purpose natin as the salt of the earth. But how can you lose that saltiness in you? Simple lang, when you become so religious on the outside, just like the Pharisees, just like the religious leaders during the time of Jesus, you see, they follow the law by the book, by the letter, by the dot. They follow it blindly. They memorized everything, but they failed to be compassion to the people around them. And that is what is Jesus telling the people, that if you will just follow it blindly, if you will just do everything out of obligation, then you will lose its salt in, then you will lose your spiritual saltiness, because following the law is meaningless if it does not come from the heart. Friends, we lose our saltiness when we follow the law, but we fail to exhibit the love of God to the people around us. You know, if we will just be religious on the outside, but we fail to show mercy and kindness and goodness to our family, to our friends, to our siblings, to our colleagues, then we can say that we have failed and we have lost our spiritual saltiness, because we are doing things not because of love, but we do this just for show. Okay? So, my dear brothers and sisters, if we don't want to lose the spiritual saltiness, simple lang, we have to do things with love. We have to do things with love. Okay? And we are also called the light of the world. Okay? Remember, sabi natin kanina, we are the salt of the earth, but we are also called the light of the world. Diba? But you are like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. You are like a lamp on a stand that gives light to everyone in the house. Diba ang ilaw, nagbibigay ng liwanag yan. Diba? At kahit itago mo pa siya sa basket, lalabas at lalabas yung liwanag niyan. Because that's the purpose of the light. Diba? It shines to everyone. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, your purpose in this world is to not just be the salt of the earth, but to be a light of the world. Your purpose is to shine the love of God to others. So, I encourage you, shine God's love, not simply because it's for show, not simply because you're being religious, but shine the love of God from the heart. Okay? Kailangan laging may kasamang puso. Because following God's love should be coming from the heart, and obeying the law of God should be done with love and out of love for the Lord. So remember this, you are the light of the world. Okay? Can you say it with yourself? I am the light of the world. Yes. All of us here, we are all called to become the light of the world. So we ought to shine God's love to others. Amen? Amen. So, sabi natin, you are the salt of the earth, and we are all light of the world. So let's move on to our next verse. And actually, the next verse is our key passage this afternoon. It's verse 17 to 20, and I invite you again to read it with me all together. Don't misunderstand why I have come. I did not come to abolish the law of Moses or the writings of the prophets. No, I came to accomplish their purpose. I tell you the truth, until heaven and earth disappear, not even the smallest detail of God's law will disappear until its purpose is achieved. So if you ignore the least commandment and teach others to do the same, you will be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But if anyone who obeys God's law and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. But I warn you, unless your righteousness is better than the righteousness of teachers of religious law and the Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Now, as I have said earlier, the Jewish people specifically, they have to follow 613 laws, okay? Because these are the laws that has been commanded from by God to Moses. And so they have written it down, and they really have to memorize everything and follow it. The as in talagang, they have to follow it rule by rule, walang exception, okay? Now, what you're going to notice is when Jesus mentioned about this law, meron siyang warning sa dulo. Sabi niya, di ba? But I warn you that if you will not be better than the religious teachers and the Pharisees, then you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Now, ano ba yung gustong sabihin sa atin ni Lord doon? Ano ba yung gusto niyang iparating sa ating lahat? We have to be better than the Pharisees. Now, bakit niya sinabing we have to be better than the Pharisees and the religious teachers? Because, di ba, those Pharisees and the religious teachers, they literally know the words by, yung nabuhay sila na talaga namang kabisado nila yung lahat ng batas na ito. But they memorize it in their head, but they failed to put it in their hearts. In other words, these Pharisees and these religious leaders, they are just blindly following the law, but they failed to be merciful to the less fortunate of the societies. Actually, if you're going to notice, these Pharisees and these experts in the law, if you're going to notice, they feel that they are above. Alam mo yung feeling nila, they are cut above the rest of the society because they know the law. And so, sabi ni Jesus, you have to be better than them because hindi mahalaga na kabisado mong batas. Okay? Hindi mahalaga na pina-follow mo lang basta yung batas. Ang mas mahalaga, yung isinasa puso mo siya at isinasa buhay mo siya. Yung hindi ka lang sumusunod simply because napipilitan ka lang, or hindi ka lang sumusunod simply because it's out of obligation. Because when you follow the law simply because kailangan, then what you're doing becomes meaningless, okay? Kapag walang puso yung pagsunod mo, then walang meaning yon, okay? Because ang ine-emphasize ni Jesus dito is that it should be done out of love. Again, I will emphasize, kailangan na nanggagaling mula sa puso. And so, why do we have to follow the law? We have to follow the law not because you need to, but because you want to. Okay? So, we need to remember this. The reason why we need to follow the law is not because we need to, but because we want to. Magkaiba kasi yung need tsaka yung want, okay? Kapag need, parang napipilitan ka lang. Parang it's out of obligation and responsibility. Kaya kailangan mong gawin. But when you say because you want to, merong desire na nanggagaling within you that you really want to do this, okay? In other words, when you do it because you want it, you do it because you love to do it. Amen? And so, I hope that more than memorizing the laws that were given to us, and more than obeying it blindly, let's do everything, not because we need to, but because we want to. Not because it's coming from our head, but because it is coming from our heart. Okay? And so, ito yung dahilan kung bakit binigay ni Jesus yung tinatawag nating Sermon on the Mount. Okay? Kasi he really wants to expose the heart of God. Kasi gusto niyang matutunan ng mga tao na hindi lang sila basta sumusunod, but because they are following the law, because naiintindihan nila ito at nararamdaman nila ito nang galing sa kanilang puso. Okay? Now, moving on to our next passage. Now, our next passage, you are going to notice one thing. Meron kayo mapapansin sa mga next verses natin wherein Jesus will quote Moses. Okay? Parang sasabihin niya, you have heard, which is, and then he will quote the law that was given to Moses. And then, kasunod nun, sasabihin niya, but I say to you. Okay? Now, I repeat that Jesus is not contradicting Moses, but he was explaining it on a deeper level. Okay? So, the reason why Jesus has to do it is because hindi lang niya gustong maintindihan ng mga tao yung batas by its word, but he wants to go deeper and to, you know, unwrap the meaning of this law. So, we're going to go to our next verse, which is verse 21. Can we all read together? You have heard that our ancestors were told, you must not murder. If you commit murder, you're subject to judgment. But I say, if you are even angry with someone, you are subject to judgment. If you call someone an idiot, you're in danger of being brought before the court. And if you curse someone, you're in danger of the fires of hell. So if you're presenting a sacrifice at the altar in the temple, and you suddenly remember that someone has something against you, leave your sacrifice there at the altar. Go and be reconciled to that person. Then come and offer your sacrifice to God. When you are on the way to court with your adversary, settle your differences quickly. Otherwise, your accuser may hand you over to the judge, and who will hand you over to an officer, and you will be thrown into prison. And if that happens, you surely won't be free again until you have paid the last penny. Now, let's look into this verse and let us ask ourselves. Tanungin natin yung sarili natin. Is anger equals to murder? Kapag ba naiinis ka, kapag ba nagagalit ka, pwede na bang i-consider yun as killing the person? Because if that's the case, then you may need to ask yourself right now. This week alone, ilang beses ka kayang nainis? This week, ilang beses kang na-bad trip sa mga kasama mo sa bahay? This week, ilang beses kang nainis sa katrabaho mo? This week, ilang beses naubos yung pasensya mo? Okay? Is anger equal to murder? Mali ba ang magalit? Is anger always wrong? Now, my dear brothers and sisters, let me tell you this. Feeling angry is normal. Feeling angry is not sinful, okay? In other words, normal lang po ang magalit. Normal lang po ang mainis. Okay? These feelings are normal and it is okay for you to feel it. Kasi feelings yun eh. So, okay lang na damahin mo kung anong nararamdaman mo. Pero ano yung hindi okay? Ang hindi okay is to act out of your anger. Okay? Now, meron tayong tinatawag na angry feelings and angry actions. Magkaiba yun ha? Magkaiba yung feelings tsaka yung actions. Okay? So when you say angry feelings, yun yung nararamdaman mo. And sabi nila, di ba, kung anong nararamdaman mo, you have to acknowledge it. Kasi what you can feel, you can heal. Tama? So kung galit ka, okay lang, acknowledge it, na naiinis ka, na nauubos yung pasensya mo, it's okay. But never ever do an action that you will regret later simply because nagalit ka, okay? Yun yung mga angry actions. Kasi minsan, kapag bad trip tayo, kapag naiinis tayo, kapag naubos yung pasensya natin, we become so impulsive. Diba? Parang, basta nainis ka, na-trigger ka, then, you know, hindi mo na nakakontrol yung sarili mo. You say things that hurt other people. Okay? And so, yun yung mga dapat nating iwasan. Those are what we call angry actions. Because you act on your anger in a destructive way. In other words, yung actions mo can literally destroy someone else. Kasi diba, sometimes kapag sobrang galit natin, pag sobrang inis natin, we have this tendency to say hurtful words to the people around us. And those words can really kill someone. Ganun ka-powerful ang words. It can kill someone's hope, someone's dreams, and someone's dignity. So let's read again what Jesus said about these angry actions. Sabi niya, if you call someone an idiot, you're in danger of being brought before the court. And if you curse someone, you're in danger of the fires of hell. Now, my dear brothers and sisters, this is what we call the angry actions. When Jesus mentioned it, ito yung mga sample ni Jesus, yung mga pwede mong gawin kapag galit ka, okay? Now, you have to ask yourself, di ba? Kapag naiinis ka ba, kapag nagagalit ka ba, do you insult someone? Or do you curse the person? Or do you gossip about the person? Or do you bully the person? You know, whether in front of the person or you say something behind the person's back. So do you say hurtful words kapag naiinis ka at nagagalit ka? You see, sabi ko nga kanina, words are really, really powerful and it can kill someone. So when you feel angry, okay lang yon. Kapag naiinis ka, okay lang yon. Acknowledge it. And then, what you have to do next is to take a deep breath, inhale, exhale, you can count up to 10, and just say a prayer. Okay? Yun yung dapat mong gawin every time you feel that you are angry. You have to bask yourself with the love of God. So inhale, exhale, and say a prayer to God. Okay? Okay lang maghalit, pero hindi okay to act in a destructive way and in an impulsive way kapag tayo ay galit. Okay? Never ever do things that can destroy another person. Okay? You have to remember this na yun yung gustong sabihin ng Diyos dito. Literally, hindi mo man pinatay yung kagalit mo, hindi mo man siya sinaksak or hindi mo man siya binaril. But if you're going to say something that will hurt the person, then it's as if you already killed the person, okay? So be mindful of your actions, especially kapag alam mong naiinis ka na, okay? Sabi ko nga, at uulit-ulitin ko, okay lang magalit. Pero hindi okay to act out of anger. Amen? And so, after reading all these laws that Jesus gave from the mountain, we are going to realize something. Isa lang yung marirealize natin from all these readings. It all boils down to human relationship. In other words, from all this law that Jesus gave, actually marami pang kasunod yon, and we are going to discuss those laws in the coming weeks, okay? But simply lang, yung gustong iparating ni Jesus when he gave the Sermon on the Mount, he wants all of us to focus on our human relationship. He wants Jesus that the people will start to heal those relationships and build those relationships and grow those relationships. Ang purpose ni Lord or ang purpose ni Jesus when he gave those Sermon on the Mount, ang purpose niya is for the people to inculcate in their hearts the goodness and kindness. He wants the people to realize how can they show the love of God to others. Okay? Kasi diba nga, sabi ko kanina, when God gave this law to Moses, hindi niya binigay yun para pahirapan yung mga tao, hindi niya binigay yon para alam mo yon, yung parusahan yung mga tao kapag hindi nila nasusunod yung batas. No, that's not the purpose of those law. When God gave those law to Moses, ang purpose niya is he did it because he loved the people, okay? And yun yung paulit-ulit na pinapaalala ni Jesus sa mga tao yung pinapaalala niya noon at sinasabi niya sa atin hanggang ngayon is, these laws are written because God loves us so much. And so, it is with that love of God that we follow these laws, and it is that love of God that is instilled in our hearts that we do good things to the people around us. It's all about human relationship, and it's all about love. Okay? All these laws, everything that I have said this afternoon, it all boils down to love. And we need to show that love to the people around us. And you may be wondering, paano? Eh, quarantine, di ba? Social distancing. So how can we show love sa mga taong nasa paligid natin? You see, relationship is not limited when we are together. Okay? Relationship should continue to grow even when we are physically apart. Because this relationship is not born out of obligation. This relationship is not born out of responsibility. But this relationship that we have is born from our heart. Okay? So even though we are miles apart, even though we don't physically hold each other's hand, we can show our love to our brothers and sisters. And we can continue to grow these relationships by showing kindness and goodness. And so, yun yung purpose ng lahat ng mga batas na ito. How can you show goodness and kindness? How can you show compassion and mercy to the people around you? And yes, it's all about love. And yes, since it's all about love, Jesus is after our heart. Okay? Sabi natin kanina, the only way to transform a person is if the transformation is coming from the heart. And so this afternoon, He wants to transform not just our life, but He wants to transform our heart. And He wants us all not just to understand the law in a literal and the worldly level, but He wants us all to understand this law on a deeper level that is from our heart. That is the essence of all this law. It's about love. It's about the love of God. And it's about the love that has been given to us. And it's about the love that we are ought to share to others. Amen? And so friends, let me remind you again that love is the heart of God's law. Okay? Love is the heart of God's law. So let this love of God chase you, and let this love of God fill you today. At the end of the day, God will not count how many times you pray. God will not count how many times you miss the mass. God will not count if you do your rosary. God will not even ask you if you memorize all the 10 commandments. Okay? No, He will never do that. What God will ask you at the end of the day is, what have you done to your brothers and sisters? Have you shown them love? Were you kind to the less fortunate? Did you help the poor? Were you merciful to the people who hurt you? Have you been patient? Those are the things that God will ask you. He will not ask you to name all the laws and the commandments. He will not ask you if you really follow them. He will ask you if you've shown love to the people around you. At the end of the day, it's not just simply about the law. It's about the love of God written in this law. And so today I want you all to remember that the most important thing is the love that is in this law. And this is the reason why we have this law. It's all because of love. And so today, God is after each and every one of us, and He is chasing our heart because He wants us to be transformed and to be changed, and He wants our hearts to be filled with His overflowing love so that we can put this love into action, so that we can put this love and share it to the people around us. And so this afternoon, can I invite you all, as we come into His presence again, as we worship Him again, I invite you, my dear brothers and sisters, to just feel this love of God, this overflowing and endless and unconditional love of God that He is giving to all of us. I want you all to bask in that love, to embrace that love that God is giving to us. And let's all come back and surrender and offer our hearts to God as we come into His presence, as we praise His mighty name again. Let's worship Him together with our hearts and ask that He will change us and transform us so that we will become a better version of ourselves. And may this transformation make us more like Jesus. Come on, feel God's love and presence as we sing.
It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord. it's all about you, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord Jesus. It is all about you, Jesus. Thank you for always chasing me. Thank you for always running after me. And thank you for reminding me that I can be better, that I can be more like you. You have shown me love. And so may I be able to show the same to the people around me. May I be able to share that same love that I have received, O Lord. We are coming back to you with our hearts open. Change us and transform us. And Lord, may you always remind us that this is not about us, but this is all about you. This is all about you, Lord. And so we surrender everything to you. And Lord, as we surrender everything to you, may our life be more like you. And this we pray in your mighty and precious name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Palakpakan naman natin si Lord. Ayan. Come on, if you feel that, you know, God has spoken to you this afternoon, kung feeling mo tinamaan ka sa mga sinabi sa'yo ng Panginoon ngayong hapon, if you feel blessed and if you feel love, come on, just say amen. You can comment amen in our social media accounts. Amen. Palakpakan natin si Lord. Thank you, Lord, because you have given us this chance to be together and to worship together even though we are physically apart. And so before we end our live service this afternoon, meron lang tayong mga quick announcements, okay? So something that we need to be reminded of. Now, as you know, we still cannot gather physically. So if you want to give your love offering or tithe, you may do so by transferring to our bank account, which is now shown in your screen. So these offerings will be used as we broadcast live. Siyempre, may mga expenses din naman na pag-broadcast ng live. So those offerings and tithes, we are going to use it as we continue to minister to others. And of course, hindi ko kailangan kalimutan, bago ko makalimutan ng lahat, I want to say thank you to everyone who make this service possible, okay? Kasi yung technology, useless yan kung wala yung mga tao na tumulong para maging possible itong live stream neto. So, to all our servants na nagpakapuyat, para maging posible yung araw na ito, maraming salamat po sa inyo. And of course, for those of you who wants to give, thank you. And I know that the Lord will give it back to you in more ways that you can imagine. So send in your love offerings and tithes to our bank account. And of course, a portion of that will be sent to the Philippines, to our Light of Jesus family, so that they can also use it as they minister to the world and to our brothers and sisters, and of course to aid in our coronavirus, which is the crisis that we are facing now. So if you can share your blessings, just send it to our bank account number, and we will very, very much be thankful on whatever you have given to us, okay? And so the next announcement is that you can still send in your prayer requests and thanksgiving. You can either comment it or you can send us a personal message. Our members of the intercessory team, you can send it to them and we will make sure to pray for it, okay? And with that, I would like to invite everyone sa ating weekly virtual rosary. Yes, we do pray the rosary every Friday, 9 p.m. via Zoom, okay? So if you're free, join us every 9 p.m. Friday for our virtual TGIF. Next announcement is that we are going to continue to have this live stream habang hindi pa allowed ang ating gathering. So since we cannot physically gather, so we continue to have this live stream. So I want you all to tune in For now, our schedule is alternate Saturdays, okay? So our next live stream will be on May 23, so I hope that you will join us again. And of course, we still have our LGs, okay? But it's virtual. So we have online LGs. So if you want to join our online LGs, just contact our LG heads or ministry heads. And if you don't have LG yet, just comment or just DM us and we will accommodate you so that we can welcome you to our LG groups. And with that, may I ask if there are any first-timers? Any first-timers? Ayan. So if you're a first-timer, just shout out your name. Actually, it's also my first time. Okay? First-timer din ako ngayong hapon na to. Kasi first time kong ginawa ito. Okay? So first time kong nag-virtual preaching. So first time kong nag-live stream. Just for me to be able to send the word of God to all of you. So it's also my first time. So to all of us who are here, who joined us this afternoon, welcome. And we hope to see you again on our next live stream. Okay? So for more updates, news, inspiring thoughts, and messages, don't forget to follow us in our social media account. So like us on our Facebook page and subscribe to our YouTube account. Follow us on Instagram, and we also have our podcast and Spotify. So we are everywhere, okay? So follow us so that you will know what's our ganap, okay? So para updated ka sa mga latest happenings, even though all these happenings are online, okay? So I hope to see you again next time as we do our live stream, which will be on May 23, okay? And before I end, pahabol na pagbati sa lahat ng mga my birthdays ngayong May. So happy, happy birthday! And of course, hindi ko pwedeng kalimutan, okay? Tomorrow is May 10. I want to greet my mom a happy Mother's Day. Ma, I love you! And though we are far apart, you know, you'll always be in my heart. And to all the mothers out there, happy Mother's Day! And thank you for all the love and guidance that you have given to us. Okay? And so, last announcement na. Ito na yung pinaka-last. Ang dami kong announcement, di ba? Pasensya na kayo kasi first time. So, marami akong mga habilin. So, this is the last announcement that I'm going to give to you. And this is your assignment. Okay? So, dahil virtual tayo, para naman meron din kayong gawin, okay? So, meron tayong assignment. And this is the question that I am going to leave to all of you. Something that you can answer, something that you can pray about, and something that you can discuss in your LG groups, okay? So, your guide question, the question that you need to ponder, and the question that you need to discuss in your live groups is this. Do you obey God out of obligation or do you obey God out of love? And why do you say that? Okay? So that's your assignment. I hope that you will take time to answer it. And yes, again, see you again on May 23 as we do our live stream. Okay? So on May 23, we are going to be live again on our social media accounts and we are going to continue discussing on all these laws that Jesus has given on the Sermon on the Mount. This is Sis Eds saying God bless everyone and please keep safe and be healthy always. And now as we end, may invite you again. You can stand up and jump from your feet as we worship the Lord again. Amen? God bless everyone!